Welcome, man. Welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, November 13th, 2023, 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And today we're going to talk just a very little bit about Dungeon, the board game. The David McGarry game, the game he invented around the same time that Dave Arneson was coming up with the proto-rules for Dungeons & Dragons, which Gary Gygax then was introduced to and formed into what became Dungeons & Dragons. Of course, the story's probably pretty well known by now that they came down and talked to Gary. I'll put a link in the show notes to a video on which Dave McGarry kind of tells that story. It's an interesting one. It's also one that has been shared around a bit, but I wonder where. Oh, yeah, that's all over in the Second Sunday group. So I've got some cool pictures, too, that Vince and I took yesterday at the event, which I want to share. Oh, got to close that out. There's so much to do here, and I'm running so late. I apologize. Started the show up 5 minutes late. I just had extra things to do that kept me from jumping on immediately in the morning, but we all know how that is. Not that immediately in the morning is in any way what 5 minutes after 10 is. Welcome to George and Vince in the chat. I see you're both there. Vince stepped up to run the afternoon slot for Second Sunday. And he had two tables of Dungeon going at the store, which was great. A lot of people who had never played before. I think a couple of people had played earlier editions but hadn't played this sixth edition, which has been around since, I want to say, 2014. So that's fantastic, too. Well, let me see. What did we have? Oh, I had mentioned to people, I posted up in the Second Sunday forum on the OSR at LGG on Facebook a few weeks ago that Vince was going to do this, and then posted up a reminder on Saturday. Excited about Dungeon. Vince would be running it. I posted some picture, or a picture that I had taken of Dave's displays. This was a picture from 2012. Well, no, this was still at the Ridge, so it had to be more than. Yeah, 11, it might have been the last year at the Ridge. And it includes a couple of cases that he takes with him to show off the prototype versions of the Dungeon board game and a couple of the earlier editions of it, or earliest editions of it, a couple of printings, which came in a much bigger box. The original had a much bigger board. As you can see from the ones inside the cases, the rooms are all large enough that you could place the monster cards in the actual rooms, and they would remain there until they were killed, of course. Now you place them off to the side, which is just as convenient. You put a number token in the room and put them on the corresponding number on the edge of the board. And it's probably a bit more convenient to do that because you can actually review all the monsters that are in various rooms. Look for one you can knock off, since that's knowledge that gets spread around. And then seek them out and destroy them. Anyway, I'd mentioned this to, or I'd posted this video, which I will absolutely share in the show notes. And I had pinged Dave about the fact that he and Dave Arneson had brought Dungeon down to Gary's attention the same time they were talking Dungeons and Dragons, and noted there were a couple of places. Oh, here it is. Okay. Thanks for the praise. Yeah. I praised it. Dave McGarry jumped in and mentioned that he and Dave Arneson had visited Gary in February of 1973, not November 1972. He had mentioned a different date in the video, but it's still all to say that the Dungeon board game was in the works to be produced formally by TSR even before Dungeons and Dragons was formally finalized and put out. And so either one could have happened first. They were both put together based off of the same gameplay, the same proto rules that were being bandied about in Minnesota. And what we got was both of them kind of divergent. Sorry, I had to look for something there. Kind of divergent halves of the same type of gaming. And both of them fantastic. Here's some pictures that I posted from the gameplay at Lake Geneva. I'll also post, there's Vince with his dungeon shirt on, with a crowd of enthusiastic players. I am going to also get this other set of pictures that Vince had posted. Here we go. Lovely wide shot. There's Jason in the background, the owner of the store. He's working on a card collection back there. Oop, going too fast. There's Stephanie in the middle there. She's in one of my games. Oh, there's Jade explaining to Jason that we're out of dungeon board games. We've sold every copy, and it's all we can do. There's the boxes in the background. A lovely group. And a nice overview picture of the board. You can see on the far end of the board there, that's where you put the monsters that are still in rooms that have not yet been defeated, so you can go back and visit them and take the treasure that might have been dropped by players that tried and were defeated themselves. These pile of cards on the far side of this board are the rooms and corresponding treasures, or level rooms. And on this side, with this board, is where the undefeated monsters are. Looks like some treasure. Hey, why don't you give me a quote, Vince, about the about who won what here? We've got a beholder. We've got some Feywild honey. And we've got a Dungeons and Dragons mug. Those are lovely. And what's that? There's a miniature there. Is that pewter? Looks pretty fancy. And what's that below that with the dragon's face? It looks like an embossed box or a book or something. I'm not even sure. Go ahead and tell me in the chat and I'll read out whatever you post there. And then everyone will know of all the cool stuff you put in there. Because it is nifty and it needs to be appreciated, I say. I say. I'll straighten out my windows here. Oh, yep, I gotta save that for later. There we go. I hope Vince is furiously typing along here. Let me say this also, though, that Dave runs those games of Dungeon and gives a little talk on the on how Dungeon came to be at GaryCon every year. I think he's also going to be doing this up at DaveCon, annual, I think, September, October, when Dave's birthday, around Dave's birthday, they have a convention in Minnesota to commemorate Dave Arneson's contributions to gaming, and particularly to the origins of Dungeons and Dragons and Dungeon Board Game, let's say that, because he played in the early ones too. But Dave McGarry hopefully does some stuff up there, or will be doing some stuff with their convention as well. It's wonderful to hear him talk about those origins and to see that all come into be. Ooh, clock on the wall is saying I'm going over. Hey, listen, those prizes were nifty, and I think that was wonderful that they were given away. I hear Stephanie was the big winner of the games yesterday. I look forward to reading more about that in the groups, and hopefully folks will do that as well. If you're in the area, or going to be in the area, join that second Sunday, the OSR at LGG, that's Lake Geneva Games, and get in on some future gaming on second Sundays. It goes all day. Ken runs a second slot. He runs an Osric first edition game. Vince has posted. He says prizes were a golden dragon book, some Fey Honey dice. Oh, there's dice in there. Okay, cool. A beholder miniature, a Witch King type of mini, and a D&D mug. Stephanie walked away with the book and the mug. Kevin, who was the middle right on the other table, Kevin won the Beholder Mini, and Deborah won a Dungeon Board Game. Oh, that's so cool. Winning the game itself. Great job, Vince. Much appreciated. Your efforts made for an incredibly fun day for a whole bunch of excellent gamers. And what could be better, especially this year, 2023, since the game was first brought to Lake Geneva in 1973. This makes it the 50th anniversary since it made its debut in Lake Geneva, even though it would not quite get published for a couple of years till after D&D came out in 74, and the game Dungeon would be published in 75. The idea was sell the booklets. We'll try to make some money off this Dungeons and Dragons rule set in booklets, like we already do with rules booklets, so that we can make enough money to be able to afford to make a board game with components and all of that, because that's expensive. We might not make a lot, but hopefully we'll make enough. And with the rest is history. So, yeah. Well, I'll leave a link to that video, and you can check out Dave's From the Horse's Mouth descriptions of what went on, and it'll be fun. Thank you, Vince. Thank you, George. Thank you, everybody, for checking out the show today. It is greatly appreciated, and I hope to see you again soon. It's been talk about the Dungeon board game, especially what happened yesterday at Second Sunday at Lake Geneva Games. Oop, is this going to work? I hope it's going to work. There it is, Dungeon Board Game. Ah, the show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and then it's archived on YouTube. Like, follow, all the other stuff would be appreciated. Comment if you will. Thanks to our supporters, Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Lysing of Castle Entertainment, Heath Farndon of the Antibes D&D 20, Dave O'Brien of Four Cracks Games, and as always, Shane Bradley, DM Extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Thank you, and bye-bye.